Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you through this Wednesday with some interesting and important stories from the WVIA Newsroom and beyond. Today, a routine reorganization meeting held a surprise and sharp words for the Lackawanna County Commissioners this week. And we'll meet distillers hoping to get Pennsylvania back to its rye whiskey roots. It's Wednesday, January 7th. Let's get you up to date. First, Tuesday marked 5 years since the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol. Harrisburg Democrats held a ceremony on Tuesday to denounce the violence 5 years ago. Tom Reese reports on that for WVIA.
When President Donald Trump last year pardoned more than 1,000 people charged for their actions on January 6th, 2021, State Senate Democratic Leader Jake Costa said he was, quote, in disbelief. Costa was once a sheriff's deputy and said he's spoken with many officers about the pardons.
They deem that to be a slap in the face, that these individuals would not be able to serve the punishment that was rightfully doled out to them through this process, and that's very frustrating.
Costa says political violence has escalated in the 5 years since the attack, citing last year's arson at Governor Josh Shapiro's official residence and windows broken recently at Vice President J.D. Vance's Ohio home. John Brenner, who leads the Pennsylvania Municipal League, said he hopes that thousands of elected officials who were newly sworn in this week will remember the oath they must swear to the state and U.S. constitutions. And he says citizens must stand up for democracy as well. Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
Thanks, Tom. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Now we'll come back to Lackawanna County. A usually routine meeting on Monday highlighted the ongoing rift among county Democrats. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk has the details on what happened when the county commissioners met to choose new officers.
Once a year, on the first Monday in January, the Lackawanna County Board of Commissioners meets to choose a chairman and a vice chairman. Usually, the two commissioners from the same party pick one to serve as chairman and the other as vice chairman of the three-member board. On Monday, Commissioner Bill Gaughan nominated fellow Democratic Commissioner Tom Welby as the chairman, but Welby nominated Republican Commissioner Chris Chermak as vice chairman. Gaughan wasn't happy. He accused Welby of ignoring voters. He pointed out they backed a Democratic majority in the last two commissioner elections, including Welby in a special election last year. He also pointed out Chermak voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election that elected Joe Biden. He said Chermak's politics are no mystery.
They are not moderate. They are not situational. They are firmly rooted in a MAGA movement that has rejected democratic norms, demeaned public institutions, attacked labor, and turned grievance into governance. That movement did not win a majority here in Lackawanna County. But today, it's going to be rewarded anyways.
Welby was the Democratic nominee in the special election last year, and he reminded Gaughan that Gaughan supported an independent against him.
Mr. Gaughan, while he goes on about the need to support Democrats publicly and to an extreme, supported the independent candidate and turned his back on the Democratic candidate. Now, all of a sudden, he wants the support of the Democrats.
Welby said he's tired of party politics and just wants to do what's right. Chermak said basically the same thing.
This county is a mix of Republicans, Democrats, independents, and people that don't even bother to vote. So since I came here 6 years ago, my main concern was to do what was right for the county.
I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to WVIA.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Now, I know it might be a little too early in the day for this, depending on when you're listening, but think about a good whiskey for a moment. Where was it made? Places like Scotland, Ireland, or even Tennessee or Kentucky may come to mind, but Pennsylvania also has a rich whiskey tradition, particularly for rye whiskey. As Zoe Reed reports for WVIA, whiskey lovers are trying to put Pennsylvania back on the map.
A pungent and sour scent greeted me at the entrance of Dad's Hat Rye Whiskey Distillery in Bristol, Pennsylvania. Founder Herman Mihalich walked me through the former textile mill, now his farm-to-bottle operation.
Here's where we start. Hanging over here is a bag that held yesterday 1 ton of grain.
Mihalich uses rye, locally grown in Bucks County. It takes at least 3 gallons of water to make every gallon of whiskey.
We start with grinding the grain, and then we mix it with hot water to cook the grain. That's the mashing process, and that happens in that tank over there.
The enzymes in the mold break down the starch into sugars and convert it into alcohol. The rye bubbled away in the fermenter. Mihalich's distillery sits along the Delaware River, which is rich in limestone. He says that makes local water perfect for whiskey making. The mineral content helps keep yeast healthy and is typically low in iron content.
It's as good as any mineral water you've ever had, because when we first started, we actually tested the local water and found it to be excellent in terms of its hardness. So that limestone and the rock formations we're standing over contribute in a really positive way to the quality of the water we're using.
The name Dad's Hat is a nod to Mihalich's father, who loved wearing fedoras. The whiskey connoisseur owned a family bar that Mihalich's grandfather opened after Prohibition. Decades later, Mihalich opened Dad's Hat in 2011 to bring rye whiskey back to Pennsylvania. Rye whiskey was actually born in the state, partly because of grain production. Local historian Laura Field says after the U.S. gained its independence, there was a cultural and economic shift away from British identity.
Post-Revolutionary War, you had this rejection of rum and molasses and British products. So American-made products, namely rye whiskey, stood out as almost a patriotic thing to drink.
By the late 1800s, Pennsylvania had a whiskey boom. There's even a reference to its rye whiskey in the novel Moby Dick. So what makes Pennsylvania rye stand out? Local whiskey writer Lou Bryson describes its distinct herbal and spicy notes.
You'll get a whiskey that has more of the rye character, and depending on the yeast you use, that can either come out as a clovey spiciness. It usually comes out with some grassy notes, might be minty, but it's a much more herbal, spicy character than most bourbons.
Prohibition led to the death of the whiskey industry in the state, but today, Pennsylvania whiskey is making a comeback with craft distilleries like Dad's Hat and others.
We're hoping that by promoting the Pennsylvania rye style as a category, we'll help everybody in our business in Pennsylvania.
Whiskey lovers are now calling for set standards for Pennsylvania rye whiskey to help the state reclaim the spirit. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
All right, now that we're all thirsty, just one last thing for you today. I've got a new Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
Next time you're driving the Pennsylvania Turnpike west, you could make a pit stop in Somerset, where you'll find the statue of a life-sized elephant named Jackson, proudly standing in a parking lot outside an Eaton Park restaurant. Let's back up, shall we? The real-life Jackson the elephant is what's known as a key breeding bull at the Pittsburgh Zoo's International Conservation Center in Fairhope. Jackson is known for his prolific mating success. It's estimated he's contributed to nearly half of all North American elephant births in the last decade. Jackson joined the Pittsburgh Zoo in 1994 and was later moved to the ICC in Somerset County, which specializes in the care and breeding of African elephants. The Turnpike's Somerset exit is about 20 miles away from the ICC, and that's where the famous statue delights travelers to this day, a tribute to both Jackson himself and the ranch's conservation work. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
We'll be right back.
Okay, you should be feeling pretty up to date right about now. If not, you can find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.